Welcome aboard, Paulding County. We're back, finally. So good to be back with another edition of My Sports. Hope you guys haven't forgotten about me yet. My name is Pete Seymour, and I thank you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your Saturday morning with me before a jam-packed slate of games on MySports.live. I have to get out of here, head on over to Paulding for the Paulding and Bluffton girls game, then over to Wayne Trace with Scoop Miller all day for the Wayne Trace boys taking on Coldwater. So a jam-packed day of games. We're going to get to all of those coming up just in a little bit, but we have so much to talk about. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Bowl season. I hope you guys have enjoyed all the bowl games going on, the college football playoff. I've pretty much been everywhere and back in the past 3 weeks, but it is so good to be back in the My1027 studios talking Paulding County Athletics. We have so much to catch up on. Boys hoops, girls hoops, we have the scoreboards to look at, we have games we have to break down, we have standings we have to talk about. Again, some of those standings will be changing after today with so many games going on in Paulding County, in the Green Meadows Conference, but things are heating up, no doubt. We are in the thick of it. What a time to be a basketball fan. There's so many games you can catch on MySports.live. Some great games from this past week. Like I mentioned, we will talk about both from the girls and from the boys. We have some wrestling to catch up on. Boy, we just have a bunch to get to today, but first and foremost, we need to get to our guest. And this is a special guest, one of my really good friends. You're not going to find a better person. He was a phenomenal football player, first at St. John's in Toledo, then Ohio State under Urban Meyer and a bunch of different coaches. You'll hear him talk about it coming up shortly. And then, well, he was Andrew Luck's left tackle for the Indianapolis Colts. And again, just a pleasure to be able to call him a friend, call him a coworker. Jack Muhort, he is coming on the show next to talk to all of you guys about the hard work that it takes to get to the next level of football. And man, please take everything that he says to heart. This is a guy who does it. He lives it. He practices what he preaches from the football field to the radio broadcast for the University of Toledo. Jack, A-plus human being, A-plus football player, and I'm so excited to be able to have him on the show coming up next. Yeah, I took a step outside of Paulding County for this one, but again, just a great person and some great advice for all of you high school athletes looking to move on to the next level. So we have that conversation coming up next. I'm really excited for it. We have our MySports.live slate of games, girls hoops, boys hoops, some wrestling. We're going to try and cover it all. I know it's been a few weeks, but I thank you so much for choosing to spend another Saturday morning with me chatting Paulding County Athletics. Whoever you are and whoever you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and we get it all rolling right after this. Jack Muhort's coming up right here on another edition of My Sports. Back after this on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
And we're back here on My Sports. Time for our guest today. He is a former offensive lineman for the Ohio State Buckeyes, Indianapolis Colts, current color commentator on the Toledo Health Rocket Sports Radio Network for Toledo football. Jack Muhort, thanks so much for taking some time today, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pete. Glad to be here.
So let's start back at the beginning with you. Obviously a standout at St. John's High School, but in that process, Jack, what year did you realize, hey, I have a shot to play ball at the next level?
Yeah, well, it was not always a linear journey for me. So when I got to St. John's, I was about 5'10", 180 pounds. I was on the B team. So, you know, I really didn't know if football was going to be my sport. I still enjoyed playing basketball and baseball and doing other things. And then I had a growth spurt between my freshman and sophomore year, and going into my sophomore year, I think I was, 6'3", 270 pounds. So, wow. I started at center as a sophomore for St. John's and ended up having a good season. And that's kind of when I fell in love with the game of football. I had a great coach and Doug Pearson, who's a legend in Northwest Ohio. I really learned a lot from him. And from there, you know, I really just enjoyed the grind and the process of getting better and learning the nuance of the offensive line position. Moved around a bunch on the offensive line. I think so having that versatility, I think really in the balance that you learn, and that's play multiple sports because a lot of the lessons in, you know, whether that's physical or mental or from a teamwork perspective that you learn and learn in different sports that are going to add value to whatever sport is your main sport, right? So if you're a football player, you know, for me, being on the basketball court and playing basketball in the winter helped me get, you know, quicker feet and better balance. You know, I played with a lot of guys who were state of playing multiple sports was a huge value to me, even if you don't realize it when you're young. And I encourage everybody, any kids that I get to talk to that love playing sports, play as many of them as you can, because there's going to get to a point where maybe your body doesn't allow you to, your busy schedule doesn't allow you to, and the lessons that you learn from other sports, whatever you choose to be your primary focus, if you're going to pursue athletics, there will be lessons that you learn from other sports that you can play, whether it's the hand-eye coordination from baseball, the footwork and balance from basketball, the leverage and the way to use your body from wrestling. Those are all things that are just universally great tools to have in your athletic tool belt. So I tell people all the time, you know, parents, kids, continue to play as many sports as you can for as long as you can, because it's only going to help you be better at whichever sport you choose to be your primary focus.
Now, of course, after knowing you for a few years now, Jack, I know that coaches made a huge difference in your life. And we talk each and every week on this show about how many great coaches we have in Northwest Ohio, around Paulding County as well. Who were some of those guys for you that really made a difference in your life?
Yeah, well, I mentioned Doug Pearson at St. John's Jesuit. He was my first, you know, serious football coach. St. John's was a good program, and he had a lot of great relationships and great football knowledge and connected me with people that made me a better player. So I got to give a lot of credit to Doug Pearson. And then when I got to college, I had the opportunity to play for Jim Tressel for my first 2 years. And then I had a year with Luke Fickell after Jim Tressel stepped away. And then my last 2 years, I played for Urban Meyer, who really changed the trajectory of my life. You know, those last 2 years of college, if you have aspirations to play in the National Football League, those are important ones. And I think the staff that he brought in was filled with great coaches, and, you know, Urban himself, you know, he taught me really what it was going to take to be a football player at the next level. And he was an advocate for me. He always had my back, and, you know, he was a guy that made you earn it. He didn't just come in and say, "Hey, you know, I think you're going to be my guy." You know, you had to prove to him that you were worthy of, you know, his advocacy, which I thought was really cool. So when he got to school, that's what I wanted to do. He was already, you know, in the pantheon of great college football coaches. When he got to Ohio State, he had won national championships at Florida. So I knew it was going to be a great opportunity to play for him. And I just wanted to prove myself. And once I was able to do that, you know, he was, like I said, somebody who was a great advocate and a great leader. And I attribute a lot of my success my football career to playing for Coach Meyer.
I love that. And to any high school athletes out there listening, go find you a guy like that. Because, I mean, you know, Jack, to have a guy that holds you accountable, but also when you prove that to him, that you're worthy of that accountability and everything, the fact that he sticks behind you as an advocate for you, you don't find those people everywhere. So that's really cool.
Yeah, no, and absolutely. And Urban, you know, he did it everywhere he went, whether it was Bowling Green or Utah or Florida or Ohio State. He made you earn it. He, like I said, he didn't step in the building and start heaping praise on people. He took us down to the studs and built us back up. But when we got in that locker room on game day, there was no better leader or nobody that believed in you more than Coach Meyer. And I really believe that's why, you know, he's one of the great ones, is because he can get the most out of his players. And I learned so much from him, as I mentioned, and I appreciate him for everything that he's done for me.
Now, Jack, obviously you had that talent to make it to the next level, but that talent doesn't come without some extremely hard work. Can you just tell the high school athletes and even coaches that are listening right now, what kind of preparation you put in each and every week for you to make that jump to the next level?
Yeah, well, you know, I got really lucky, Pete. I was blessed with size. And that's the first box you got to check when you want to play offensive line is, generally speaking, have to be a big guy. But that being said, though, I was never the biggest, the strongest, the fastest, most explosive. So I knew to make up for my physical shortcomings, I was going to have to work really hard. And I focused on being a technician. And what I mean by that is attention to detail and studying film and playing with great technique. You know, I had to do those things to measure up to the guys who had the raw physical tools. When I was in Indianapolis playing for the Colts, there would be guys that would come in every year who were far more physically gifted than I was. But, you know, we'd get out there in an 11-on-11 situation, and, you know, they couldn't retain the playbook or responsibilities or play with great technique in high-pressure situations. And I really believe that's what set me apart was my ability to work hard. And then when those situations showed up, I had done the work, you know, mentally and physically, so that I was ready to rise to the challenge. So it was something I really prided myself on when I was playing, was I was not afraid to spend the extra time and the effort to really do what I had to make up for things that I lacked physically. And I enjoyed that grind. You know, I still miss it. You know, there's a beauty in knowing exactly what you had to do to get from point A to point B, and you can, you know, you have that template to watch film, and you have other guys around you, and you talked about finding somebody to get with earlier. You know, like I had Coach Meyer, but I had great players around me at every level, and what I would do is I would just follow those guys around, and I would look at what they did to be successful. And you know, not everything works for everybody, but I would take the things and implement them into my routine that I knew were keys to success. I really think that's a big factor as well, as establishing a routine and finding those role models to establish, you know, from them what works for you. So the success I had on the football field was a product of a lot of help and a lot of advocacy from great people along the way, coaches, players, and support staff. And without those people, you know, I don't think I would have ended up playing in the National Football League.
Oh, I agree. I agree so much with that statement, Jack. You find those people, and then, like I said earlier, once they realize that you're willing to put in the effort and then they're willing to help you, it's just really a cool thing. And, I mean, we've talked about this before. I think the world in general would be a little bit better of a place if we all just passed a little bit down to the next person. But my point is, you speak to a lot of the really good people you surrounded yourself with, and that is just so important in football, really in any profession. Who are some of those players that you still keep in contact today and were really good friends and advocates for you through your journey in football?
Yeah. I have them at every level. So in high school, there was a great player a few years ahead of me named Ben Burkett, who was a great offensive lineman and ended up going on to start 52 games for Northwestern, all Big Ten player, heck of a guy. And so that was the first guy that I said, okay, I see his success, you know, all state type of guy. I want to see what's making him great. And I attribute a lot of my success in high school to guys like that. And then at the next level, you know, when I got to school, it was Cameron Hayward, who's still playing for the Steelers.
That's so cool.
Guys like John Simon, who came in with me. From an offensive line perspective, there's guys like Michael Brewster, who was an All-American. You know, then after that, when I got to Indianapolis, I was in a locker room with guys like Adam Vinatieri, who's a future Hall of Famer, Matthew Hasselbeck, Frank Gore, Reggie Wayne. These were guys, you know, who in my mind I watched growing up. They were legends, right? But when I got there, you know, I would ask them questions. I'd follow them around. And you're right, Pete, when you show that you have a genuine interest in learning from them and you're willing to do the hard work, people want to share their success with you and you know, kind of key you in on what has gotten them to be to that legendary status. And short story by Adam Vinatieri, you know, he was an older player when I got to Indianapolis, but he was just a lot. I don't know if people know this, but he was a freak in the weight room. So one off season, I was staying in Indianapolis and I was with Adam in the locker room. And I said, you know, said, "Hey, can I come work out with you?" He said, "Yeah, you know, I'll be in the weight room tomorrow at 5:30. And I think it was kind of a throwaway comment, probably thinking that, okay, this young guy's not going to want to get up and meet me in the weight room tomorrow morning. But that whole off season, I met him in the weight room and worked out with him. And those were some of the hardest workouts. You wouldn't think of a kicker as a guy who's a beast in the weight room, but you know, that those were the things I did. And I just wanted to show them that I was willing to do the work. And again, I think those situations where you do have guys ahead of you, you got to identify that guy ahead of you that has had success. And then I mentioned it earlier, not everything is going to work. You can't implement everything into your routine, but you find the things that do work for you and you put those in your tool belt. And I think that's what can really turn good players into great players.
Absolutely. And for you, Jack, I know Division One, yeah, that was the route for you, you know, St. John's to Ohio State, but that's not exactly the path that everybody takes, especially now. And I know we've talked about this too, and you've seen some guys, even undrafted guys, go out and have great careers in the NFL. So what would a good piece of advice that you have to give to a young athlete coming out of high school, just really looking to play ball at the next level, whatever level that may be?
Yeah, well, my advice would be the best player on your team, at your school. And then from there, be the best player in the city, then be the best player in the county, then be the best player in the state. You know, great football players in Indianapolis, there were a lot of guys that I played with who were great football players who didn't even play Division One college football. They came from all levels. And if you're good enough, you're going to get to where the cream rises to the top, right? You're going to get to where you're supposed to be. And I know there's a lot these days with social media and going to camps and, you know, people will come to you and say, "Hey, pay me money and I will get you exposure." But I'll tell you, if you're the best player, and it starts with being the best player on your team. If you're the best player on your team, and then you're the best player in your area, and then your state, you know, you're going to get to where you're supposed to go. So my advice would be, don't focus on doing all the outside stuff, going to camps, doing all that. Be the best you can be for the team that you're playing for. And from there, that's where you springboard into the next level. It doesn't matter what division you're playing. And at Ohio State, I played with a lot of small school guys who were from towns in Ohio you've never even heard of, but they were great football players. And it's all about the hard work. And it starts internally. Be the best player on your team, and you are going to end up where you're supposed to end up. And it might not always be a linear journey. You know, for some reason, colleges might miss out on you and not see, you know, the potential. But you get to the next level, whatever that might be, and you're the best player on that team. And then if you're the best player on your college team, you're gonna have an opportunity to play pro sports. And in the NFL, that's certainly the case. There are great players from every level in the NFL. And I think if you looked at it, you'd be shocked how many guys come from the smaller schools, as opposed to the Ohio States, the Alabamas, the USCs, the Texas. You know, there are just as many who come from smaller programs.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. So real quick, we also have a lot of broadcasters who listen to this show as well. After your playing career and Indy was done, you moved back to the Toledo area. When did you know you had a little bit of an interest in getting into broadcasting?
Well, I really didn't. Broadcasting found me. I moved back to Toledo about 5 years ago, and I was approached first by BCSN to cover some high school games, and I really didn't have a reason to say no. So I jumped in that way, and then there was an opening at Toledo for color commentary after Jack Miller, another great player, took off for the University of Michigan doing some stuff for them. And I had done a little bit at BCSN, but I was excited about the opportunity. I really love the medium of radio, and I get to work with you guys and Mark Beyer, who runs a really tight ship and is a you know, in my eyes, a great broadcaster, a consummate professional.
Absolutely.
So, and I enjoy doing it. I think, you know, I'm lucky because broadcasting keeps me involved in football without having to do the coaching or whatever else. So I wasn't interested in getting back in and, you know, the hours that some of these coaches work. I'm not sure that I was ready for that. So broadcasting keeps me involved with the game. I can study it. I can, you know, be a small part of the game day experience without having to, you know, live this crazy lifestyle that the coaching world entails. So I'm not sure, Pete, to answer your question, long-winded way of answering your question, I'm not sure I really knew I had an interest. I just know that I like being around good people. I like the game of football, and that's what, and I like talking, and that's what this opportunity has provided for me. So I think it's just, you know, people say do what you love, and for me, so far, I've really loved doing this.
Yes, sir, and it's been a blast, obviously. You know, call you a coworker and call you a friend over the past few years. We've had a lot of really good times on the road. But again, whoever's listening, without being said, also a ton of hard work goes into broadcasting as well. So, and we've traveled, we've been a lot of really cool places. I know I brought up the Boca Raton Bowl of Beans Bowl earlier in this show. We were obviously both there for that, but we've had some really great experiences. And Jack, man, thank you so much for the time today. I really know that a lot of these listeners will take everything you said to heart, and been a pleasure to call you a coworker and friend over the past few years.
Yeah, well, friend and coworker is what I prefer, Pete. And,
deal.
And, you know, I mentioned it, but, you know, going to work and doing the broadcasting thing with you and the rest of our crew is really what keeps me going. It gives me energy, and I love being around great people, and you are certainly one of the good ones and included in that for sure. So you're part of the reason that I enjoy doing this. So thanks for having me, and glad to be with you.
I appreciate it, Jack. Thank you much for the kind words, and you have been listening to Jack Muhort, former Ohio State Buckeye, former Indianapolis Colt, current color commentator on the UToledo Health Rocket Sports Radio Network. Jack, have a great rest of your day, and thanks again, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pete.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
And we're back on another edition of My Sports. What a conversation. What a guy, Jack Muhort. Again, good people meet good people, and I'm so glad to have met Jack a few years ago. And, man, great coworker, great friend, and any of you young athletes out there, man, go back and listen to that conversation that we just had. He's a real one. He knows what it takes to get to the next level. And, yeah, just go back and listen. Take all of that to heart. So big thank you to our guest, Jack Muhort. He does so much around the community, gives back a ton. I know if you guys met him that you would absolutely love him in person too. So once again, big thank you to Jack Muhort, our guest today here on My Sports. Okay, we have to talk some girls' hoops. We will get to some guys' hoops a little bit later. Let's talk girls' hoops in the Paulding Lady Panthers on a roll right now, to say the least. But again, Paulding, not the only school in action. We need to talk about the Archers. We need to talk about the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders as well. And we're actually going to pick it up on Thursday with Wayne Trace and Ayersville Girls. We're in the heart of Green Meadows Conference play right now. Like I mentioned earlier, what a great time to be a basketball fan. We are in the thick of it. We'll get to the whole MySports.live slate of games coming up here shortly. But like I said, let's talk about Wayne Trace, the Lady Raiders, and the Lady Pilots going at it earlier this week from Thursday. Wayne Trace, they're looking real good this year. And the Green Meadows Conference on the girls' side, as competitive as I have ever seen it. Wayne Trace, 53, Ayersville, 45, and a nice victory that improved Wayne Trace at the time. 2-9-3 and 1-2 in the Green Meadows Conference. It was Ayersville in the first quarter, up 11-6. Boy, did Wayne Trace change the tide in the second. 15-4 outscoring the Pilots, 18-12 then in the third, and then 18-14 on the Ayersville side in the fourth. But it was Wayne Trace winning 53-45 in this one, and they were led by Caroline Winans. Of course, why not? She had 15. Lexi Moore in double figures with 13. And then Kinley Miller had a really nice game as well, chipping in 9. Also on Thursday, it was a Paulding County showdown between the Lady Panthers and the Lady Archers. And like I said, Paulding just cruising right now. 10-1, 3-0 going into the matchup today against the Bluffton Lady Pirates. And it was Paulding from the start in this one. They outscored Antwerp 46-26, 12-5 in the first, 6-6 in the second, 12-10 in the third, and then 16-5 in the fourth. The difference in this one. One thing about these Lady Panthers, they don't just have one player who's scoring the basketball. They spread it all around. They have 5 scorers, and a different one steps up each and every night. Leading the way on Thursday was SDPs, 2 in double figures for the Lady Panthers. SDPs with 13. Tori Schlatter, she had 10. Then behind them, Anya Mead has really come on strong, had a nice game earlier in the week as well. Mead, she had 7. Dunham, she had 4. And then Addie Pease with 4 as well. Oh, I also have to add Kate Manns in there with 8 points to her name. For the Antwerp Lady Archers, Claire Roars in double figures. She led the way with 10. Behind her, Aliyah Friend, she had 8. And then Rayleigh Franklin and Briley Bagley each with 3 apiece. Few other scores from Thursday. Well, the scoreboard looks like this in the Green Meadows Conference. Fairview over Hicksville, 47-39. Mentioned Paulding gets Antwerp by 20, 46-26. Wayne Trace over Ayersville in a nice victory for the Lady Red, White, and Blue, 53-45. And then Edgerton over Tenora by 11. Real nice defense from those Edgerton Bulldogs, 35-24. Your score in that one. So the standings, and again, these are going to change by the end of the day. Paulding looking for 9 in a row today against the Bluffton Lady Pirates. Again, catch that one on mysports.live. It should be starting, about 12:45, 1 o'clock with our Mighty Q pregame show. Myself and Scoop Miller have the call for you, but right now it looks like this. Paulding 10-1. Their only blemish was to Bryan earlier in the year. 3-0 in conference play. Fairview having a really nice season as well. 9-3, 3-0. Edgerton 10-4, 3-0. Wayne Trace, 9-3, 1-2. Look for the Red, White, and Blue to climb right back up in those standings. Hicksville, 7-6, 1-2. 5-8 for the Lady Archers, 1-2 in conference play. Ayersville, 4-9, 0-3. And then Tenora, 2-11, 0-3. And that's a quick look at the girls' standings. But again, they could very well be short-lived because some of those records will change after today. So that's a look at some of the girls' action and the standings from this past week. We're going to take a short break, and then we will get to the boys' action. So much going on. It's been a really fun week, that's for certain. Again, if you missed any of these games, if you missed the conversation with Jack Muhort earlier, head on over to the mysports.live website for on-demand access of every game that was seen on mysports.live. And for these episodes, well, they'll be archived very soon after they air on the my1027.org website. Go ahead and check out all the great conversations that we've had, not just from this year, but heck, over the years that I've been doing my sports, we've talked to so many really good people. And if you've caught any kind of theme that I bring this back to, it's the fact that we meet really good people. There's great people in a lot of different places. You don't really have to seek them out sometimes. Sometimes you do, but good people meet good people. And I've talked to so many good people on this radio show. All right, time for a break. When we come back, we're talking boys hoops, whole slate of action from last night. Then we'll get to our mysports.live slate of games. And, of course, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. All that and plenty more as My Sports rolls on after this. You're listening to My 102.7 FM.
Hey. We've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
And we're back here on My Sports. Just wrapped up talking some girls' hoops. Time to chat some guys' hoops from last night in the middle of Green Meadows Conference play right now. Non-conference game coming up for the Wayne Trace Raiders a little bit later today. Like I mentioned, I'm at Paulding for the girls against the Lady Pirates of Bluffton. Then headed on out to Wayne Trace for game number two of the day with Scoop Miller. Wayne Trace against Coldwater. And it was Wayne Trace coming off a nice victory last night. And it was a close one. 50-47 over Ayersville. And a big one for the red, white, and blue. Elsewhere around the Green Meadows Conference, Fairview takes down Hicksville handily, 59-21. Paulding all over Antwerp in a game that was very close. Zane McMichael had a really nice game, but the Paulding Panthers, they came alive in the second half and are able to take this one again, 71-49 last night. And then Tenora over Edgerton by 13 in this one, 53-40. And it was another nice night for Blake Roanhouse in that victory for Paulding over Antwerp. He had 16 points and was the signature embroidery player of the game on MySports.live. But even more impressive, the Paulding Panthers had 4 in double-digit scoring, so they really did share the ball around. And, you know, Zane McMichael, night in and night out, brings it, did about all he could in this one. But again, Paulding over top of Antwerp and 4 in double-digit scoring for the Paulding Panthers. Also, taking a look at Wayne Trace, how about the Raiders able to hold off Ayersville? That's a really nice victory for them. Gives them another victory in Green Meadows Conference play. And we're going to take you through those boys basketball standings. Paulding 2-0, 8-3 overall. Tenora 2-0, 5-6 overall. Edgerton's 1-1, 7-5. Fairview 1-1, 6-4. Ayersville 1-1, 6-5. Wayne Trace 1-1, 5-5. Hicksville and Antwerp both still looking for their first win in conference play. The Aces 3-9 and the Archers 2-9. So there's a quick look at some of your high school basketball from last night. Again, right in the middle of Green Meadows Conference play. Great time to be a Hoops fan. Really excited to see how it all plays out. And you heard those standings. You have Paulding, you have Tenora, and then you really don't know what's going to shake out. So many big games, and a ton of those big games will be on MySports.live, and that slate is coming up next. Time for a break here on My Sports. We talk to our guest today, Jack Muhort. We talk some girls' hoops. We talk some boys' hoops. Time for the best thing that I have seen in sports all week with some thank yous and my My Sports slate of games. All that and plenty more coming up next. My Sports rolls on after this. You're listening to My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
And we're back one final time on another edition of My Sports. Hope you've enjoyed this one. I really, really have. From our guest, Jack Muhort, former offensive lineman for the Ohio State Buckeyes, former offensive lineman for the Indianapolis Colts, and of course, color commentator on the UToledo Health Rocket Sports Radio Network for the Toledo football program, to our coverage from basketball, both guys and girls. It's been a really fun episode, and again, it's just so much fun to be able to highlight some of the accomplishments of these high school athletes that are just having a great winter season, no doubt about it. So I'm going to get to the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. And, well, I actually have two because I have to throw one in there for my personal gain, if I'm being completely honest with you guys, because, look, this complete turn from everything else I've talked about, but I grew up, number one, pretty much a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So the fact that they're in the playoffs, for me anyway, one of the best things that I have seen in sports all week was that victory against the Baltimore Ravens from about a week ago. Well, I guess I have three things because I have to throw this in there as well. One of them is the actual best thing I've seen in sports all week. But number two for me is the fact that the Buffalo Sabres, as of right now, currently sit in a playoff position, which is the first thing that I have been able to say about them in 15 years. So, hey, give me a little slack here. They've won 12 out of their last 13. Sabres are in action a little bit later today. You know me. I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania, about an hour and a half from Buffalo, New York. Again, raised a Steelers fan first, Sabres fan very close second, but I am stoked because this is the longest I've been able to watch an NHL season with actual rooting interest in quite some time. It's been 15 years, like I said, since we made the playoffs, so hey, I know it's not Paulding County related. No, it's not basketball related. Just give me this one if you will, please. But the actual best thing that I have seen in sports all week, how do you not talk about the Paulding Lady Panthers right now? They are streaking going into the game today, looking for, I want to say, win 9 in a row. They're undefeated at the Jungle, and these ladies are just playing great right now. So if you haven't got out to see the Paulding Lady Panthers or the Paulding guys in general, get out. Support those athletes because they are just having a tremendous year on their quest for a GMC crown. So, Paulding Lady Panthers, you get the bid this week of the best thing that I have seen in sports all week, and that may have to continue with the way that you ladies are playing. Absolutely killing it right now. A lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun to call your games, and hey, keep doing what you're doing because it's obviously working pretty darn well. All right. Time for our MySports.live slate of games. Then we're going to get to a few thank yous. Of course, later on today, myself and Scoop Miller, Paulding Bluffton girls. Varsity should be starting around 1 o'clock on MySports.live. And the boys, Wayne Trace and Coldwater, with myself and Scoop as well. Let's take a look into next week. Another jam-packed week. 3 games on Monday. Caleb Hatch and Scoop Miller, they will have Antwerp and Hilltop also on Monday. I should say, that is a boys' game. Also on Monday, Wayne Trace girls in action against Allen East. That's Garrett Mansfield and Ben Winans on the call. Then Kenny Stabler and Brady Stabler, father-son duo, have the Paulding girls against Eden also on Monday. On Tuesday, Antwerp girls in action. They're at home against Lincoln View. Myself and Scoop will have that coverage for you again January 13th. And then also on Thursday, it is going to be the Antwerp Lady Archers in action against Edgerton with Caleb Hatch and Susie Hollibaugh. And then the Paulding girls in action Thursday against Ayersville with Garrett and Dave Bowen. Then myself and Scoop on Friday will have Wayne Trace and Hicksville boys. That should be a fun conference battle. And then also in action, the Antwerp boys on MySports.live against Lincoln View with Dave Bowen and Scoop Miller on Saturday, January 17th. So that's a look at your MySports.live slate of games and what is coming up this week. There's so much more after that, too. Like I've said multiple times today, perfect time to be a basketball fan in Paulding County. Green Meadows Conference play heating up and some great action on MySports.live. All right, time for a few thank yous before I have to get out of here. Get on over to the Jungle for the Lady Panthers against Bluffton. And those thank yous, first and foremost, go to our guest today, Jack Muhort. Jack, appreciate you taking the time, man. Every time I've needed something, every time I've asked, you've been there, not just as a coworker, but as a great friend, and I really appreciate that friendship, and I know you know that. Thank you for giving some insight to the high school athletes listening to this show. I know they will take it to heart. Appreciate you, brother, and thank you much. Our other thank yous, well, they need to go out to our sponsors because without them, this show would not exist. And we'll start with the athletic boosters of Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp. Schweller Electric, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, and of course the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Without you guys, I would not be able to be here and tell the stories of the high school teams and the high school athletes in Paulding County. Thank you each and every week for your support. Without you, I wouldn't be here, and that is a fact. All right. Well, that will about do it for us today. Again, so good to be back. Hope you didn't miss me too much, but hey, we'll be cranking out new My Sports episodes every Saturday until the spring. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how basketball plays out, seeing how some of the other winter sports end. And of course, we'll pick up spring sports when it starts to get nicer. We had a tease of it on Friday, but I know the winds were still like 35, 40 miles an hour. I know, one thing about Ohio, it's like you get a nice day, and then it's so darn windy. I don't want to say it ruins it, but hey, beggars can't be choosers. Anything above 50 is fine in my books, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County, and I'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place, right here in my 1027 WMYW studios. Have a great week, and you Take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.